This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Dutch. Listen to this conversation.
Pardon, spreekt u Engels?
Nee, meneer, ik spreek geen Engels.
Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands.
Bent u Amerikaan?
Pardon?
In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine an American man sitting next to a Dutch woman in a cafe or on a train. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says, "Excuse me."
Pardon?
The Dutch speaker is going to repeat this word, part by part, starting from the end. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure you repeat aloud.
Don. Don. Par. Par. Pardon. Pardon.
Note the sound of the Dutch R in the middle of the word. It is pronounced with a slight trill. How do you say excuse me in Dutch?
Pardon.
Did your pronunciation match that of the speaker? Now say again, excuse me, this time paying attention to the final stress.
Pardon.
Now he wants to ask her if she speaks English. First, the word English. Listen and repeat.
Engels. Eng. Eng. Engels.
How do you say English?
Engels.
Say, excuse me.
Pardon.
Once again, say English.
Engels.
And how do you say excuse me in Dutch?
Pardon.
You should repeat after the speaker gives the right response, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his.
Pardon. Don. Par. Par. Pardon.
Now he wants to ask, do you speak? Here's the word speak. Listen and repeat.
Spreekt. Spreekt. Spreekt.
Again, note the sound of the Dutch R. How do you say speak?
Spreekt.
He wants to ask, do you speak English? First, here's how to say, you speak. Listen and repeat.
U spreekt. U. U. U spreekt. U spreekt.
What is the formal, polite word for you in Dutch?
U. U.
Try to make your pronunciation match that of the speaker. Say again the word for you in Dutch.
U.
Say, you speak.
U spreekt.
Do you remember how to say English?
Engels.
And now try to say, you speak English.
U spreekt Engels. U spreekt Engels.
Say, excuse me.
Pardon?
Now listen and repeat. Do you speak? Listen and repeat.
Spreekt u? Spreekt u?
Many statements can be made into a question simply by turning them around and using question intonation. Say again, you speak.
U spreekt. U spreekt.
And now try to ask, do you speak?
Spreekt u? Spreekt u?
Note how the two words run together. Repeat after the speaker to check your pronunciation.
Spreekt u? Spreekt u?
Say, excuse me.
Pardon?
Ask, do you speak?
Spreekt u?
How do you say English?
Engels.
Now try to ask the woman if she speaks English.
Spreekt u Engels? Spreekt u Engels?
Say, excuse me.
Pardon?
Do you speak English?
Spreekt u Engels?
She answers, no. Listen and repeat.
Nee. Nee.
How do you say no?
Nee.
No, sir. Listen and repeat.
Nee, meneer. Neer. Neer. Me. Me. Meneer. Meneer.
How do you say, sir?
Meneer.
Say, no.
Nee.
How does she say, no, sir?
Nee, meneer.
Say, excuse me.
Pardon.
How do you ask, do you speak English?
Spreekt u Engels? Spreekt u Engels?
She says, no, sir.
Nee, meneer.
How does she say, you speak?
U spreekt. Spreekt.
Here's how you say, I speak. Just listen.
Ik spreek. Ik spreek.
First, the word I. Listen and repeat.
Ik. Ik. Ik.
Say again, I.
Ik.
And now the word speak. Listen carefully and repeat.
Spreek. Spreek. Spreek.
How do you say, I speak?
Ik spreek.
Now try to say, I speak English.
Ik spreek Engels. Ik spreek Engels.
Listen to I speak and you speak together, paying attention to the endings.
Ik spreek, u spreekt. Spreek, spreekt.
Say, you speak English.
U spreekt Engels.
Say, I speak English.
Ik spreek Engels.
Ask, do you speak?
Spreekt u? Spreekt u?
Say, excuse me.
Pardon?
Ask the woman if she speaks English.
Spreekt u Engels?
How does she answer? No, sir.
Nee, meneer. Nee, meneer.
And now she tells you, I don't speak English. Just listen.
Ik spreek geen Engels. Ik spreek geen Engels.
Note that it's the word
geen
which makes this sentence negative. Literally, she's saying, I speak no English. Listen and repeat the word no or not any.
Geen. Eén. Geen. Geen.
This word starts with a sound that doesn't exist in English. It resembles the ending of the Scottish word loch, but it's softer. In Dutch, how do you say no, meaning not any?
Geen. Geen.
How does she say no English?
Geen Engels.
Now she says, I speak no English, or I don't speak English. Try to say it.
Ik spreek geen Engels. Geen. Geen Engels. Geen Engels. Ik spreek. Ik spreek geen Engels. Ik spreek geen Engels.
She says, no.
Nee.
No, sir.
Nee, meneer.
How does the woman say, I don't speak English?
Ik spreek geen Engels. Geen Engels. Ik spreek geen Engels.
How do you ask her if she speaks English?
Spreekt u Engels?
She answers, no, sir.
Nee, meneer.
I don't speak English.
Ik spreek geen Engels. Geen Engels.
If she did, how would she say, I speak English?
Ik spreek Engels.
And now here's how to say Dutch, meaning the Dutch language. Listen and repeat.
Nederlands. Lands. Lands. Der. Der. Derlands. Derlands. Neder. Neder. Nederlands. Nederlands.
How do you say Dutch?
Nederlands.
Say, I speak.
Ik spreek.
Say, I speak Dutch.
Ik spreek Nederlands. Ik spreek Nederlands.
Now try to say no Dutch or not any Dutch.
Geen Nederlands.
And how would you say that you don't speak Dutch?
Ik spreek geen Nederlands. Ik spreek geen Nederlands.
How would the woman say to you, you speak English?
U spreekt Engels.
And how does she ask you if you speak Dutch?
Spreekt u Nederlands? Spreekt u Nederlands?
Here's how to say a little. Listen and repeat.
Een beetje. Tje. Tje. Bij. Beetje. Beetje. Een beetje. Een beetje.
Say a little.
Een beetje.
Say I speak Dutch.
Ik spreek Nederlands. Ik spreek Nederlands.
Say a little.
Een beetje.
How would she say I speak English?
Ik spreek Engels.
She adds a little.
Een beetje.
And how would she say a little English?
Een beetje Engels. Ik spreek een beetje Engels.
Here's how to ask someone if he is American. Listen and repeat the word American.
Amerikaan. Kaan. Kaan. Ameri. Ameri. Amerikaan. Amerikaan.
Note that the stress is on the last part of the word. How do you say American when referring to a man?
Amerikaan.
Here's how to say you are. Listen and repeat.
U bent. 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 U bent.
She says you are.
U bent.
What is the word you in Dutch?
U. U.
How do you say to a man, you are American?
U bent Amerikaan. U bent Amerikaan.
How did she say, you are?
U bent.
And how would she ask, are you? The words will run together.
Bent u?
And now how would she ask, are you American?
Bent u Amerikaan? Bent u? Bent u Amerikaan?
She asks you, do you speak Dutch?
Spreekt u Nederlands?
Answer, a little.
Een beetje.
Try to say, I speak a little Dutch.
Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands. Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands.
How would she ask you? Are you American?
Bent u Amerikaan?
Here's how to say yes. Listen and repeat.
Ja. Ja.
Yes, ma'am. Listen and repeat.
Ja, mevrouw. Vrouw. Vrouw. Me. Me. Mevrouw. Ja, mevrouw.
What is the word ma'am in Dutch?
Mevrouw. Mevrouw.
How does she say excuse me?
Pardon.
She asks you, are you American?
Bent u Amerikaan? Bent u Amerikaan?
Answer, yes, ma'am.
Ja, mevrouw. Ja, mevrouw.
She asks, do you speak Dutch?
Spreekt u Nederlands?
Answer, I speak a little Dutch.
Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands. Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands.
She asks, are you American?
Bent u Amerikaan?
Answer, yes, ma'am.
Ja, mevrouw.
I speak Dutch.
Ik spreek Nederlands.
A little.
Een beetje.
Say, I speak a little Dutch.
Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands. Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands.
Later, as you go to your hotel, you see a woman in the lobby. Say, excuse me, ma'am.
Pardon, mevrouw.
How would she respond? Yes?
Ja. Ja.
Ask her, do you speak English?
Spreekt u Engels?
How would she say, no, I don't speak English?
Nee, ik spreek geen Engels. Nee, ik spreek geen Engels.
Say, I speak Dutch.
Ik spreek Nederlands.
A little.
Een beetje.
How would she ask, are you American?
Bent u Amerikaan?
Answer, yes, ma'am.
Ja, mevrouw.
How does she say again that she doesn't speak English?
Ik spreek geen Engels.
Now sit back and listen to this conversation in Dutch. It's the one you heard at the beginning of this lesson, just a few minutes ago.
Pardon, spreekt u Engels?
Nee, meneer, ik spreek geen Engels.
Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands.
Bent u Amerikaan?
Ja, mevrouw.
Listen again.
Pardon, spreekt u Engels?
Nee, meneer, ik spreek geen Engels.
Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands.
Bent u Amerikaan?
Ja, mevrouw.
Now imagine you're sitting next to a Dutch woman. You want to begin a conversation. What would you say?
Pardon. Pardon, mevrouw.
She doesn't answer, so try asking her if she speaks Dutch.
Spreekt u Nederlands? Spreekt u Nederlands?
Still no answer. Now ask her if she speaks English.
Spreekt u Engels? Spreekt u Engels?
She says, no, sir.
Nee, meneer.
How does she tell you she doesn't speak English?
Ik spreek geen Engels. Ik spreek geen Engels.
How does she ask you if you speak Dutch?
Spreekt u Nederlands? Spreekt u Nederlands, meneer?
Tell her a little.
Een beetje.
She wants to ask you if you are American. How does she ask this?
Bent u Amerikaan? Bent u Amerikaan?
Say, yes, ma'am.
Ja, mevrouw.
She's going to ask you a question. Try to answer it truthfully.
Spreekt u Engels? Spreekt u Engels?
Ja, ik spreek Engels. Ja, mevrouw, ik spreek Engels. Ja, mevrouw, ik spreek Engels.
She'll ask you another question. Answer it using the expression a little.
Spreekt u Nederlands? Spreekt u Nederlands?
Een beetje.
Now try this conversation again. Say to the woman, excuse me.
Pardon? Pardon, mevrouw.
She still doesn't answer, so ask her if she speaks Dutch.
Spreekt u Nederlands?
She doesn't answer. Ask her if she speaks English.
Spreekt u Engels?
She says, no, sir.
Nee, meneer.
How does she tell you she doesn't speak English?
Ik spreek geen Engels.
How does she ask you if you speak Dutch?
Spreekt u Nederlands? Spreekt u Nederlands, meneer?
Tell her a little.
Een beetje.
How does she ask you if you're American?
Bent u Amerikaan?
Say, yes, ma'am.
Ja, mevrouw.
Now listen to her next question and answer it.
Spreekt u Engels?
Ja, ik spreek Engels. Ja, mevrouw, ik spreek Engels.
Answer her next question with a little.
Spreekt u Nederlands?
Een beetje. Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands.
And that's true. Now you do speak a little Dutch. And you've just had your first conversation in Dutch. Don't be concerned if you haven't given the correct response every time. All that you have learned here will be reviewed in future units. If you've mastered about 80% of the material in this lesson, you're ready to move on to the next. Otherwise, you should invest another 30 minutes in doing this unit over again. This is the end of Unit 1 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.